Look at verse 27. I have my Spanish Bible here. In the second part of verse 27, it says, "And they refer what great things God had made with them, and how had he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." Underline the word God. They refer how great things God had done. It was God. Paul and Barnabas, in the text, the passage refers to Paul and Barnabas, could have told the congregation there, "We did it. We did a lot of things, great things." For example, in verse 1, chapter 14 and verse 1, it says that they spoke in such a manner. I don't know what your English Bible exactly says, but in Spanish it says something like, "They spoke in such a manner that many believe, Jews and Gentiles." They spoke. So Paul and Barnabas could have told the congregation how they themselves had spoken so powerfully, how they themselves had traveled for so many miles, how they themselves had confronted so many dangers. Paul was stoned. How they themselves have done mighty miracles. You can read this in this chapter. But they did not say so. They said, "God did it. God did it." And whatever has been accomplished in our ministry in Hermosillo, Mexico, we have to say, God has done it. God. Now, before I tell you some of the things that God has done, I would like to thank you for your friendship and your support. I remember many years ago, Dr. Kearns sent an email saying that the congregation would like to help us in our ministry there. We had no idea that was coming. The Lord guided in his providence. And ever since then, we have received care packages. We know of your prayers, which is the main thing, and your support and your friendship. And I'm very thankful for that. Julia, my wife, tells me when she comes to Greenville, she was born here, she feels better. It must be a medical phenomenon that when somebody returns to their hometown, they feel better somehow. The metabolism, something happens, but she feels better when she is in Greenville. I was not born in Greenville, but I feel better when I'm here at Faith Free. I was not born here, but here is where I got a better understanding of the gospel. And that the most important thing in the world is Christ. That I learned here. So it is so nice. So it's a great blessing to be here at home and see. I was going to say the old people, but they're not old. In fact, some of them look exactly the same as 40 years ago. And also to see new people. Of course, that's a great blessing. And also something that I greatly appreciate about this congregation is your care, your love for the children. In fact, in the providence of God, we arrived at the Vacation Bible School. And I really appreciate this ministry that you have for the children. And especially, particularly for the children of Mexico that have live here in Greenville, and you have a ministry for them too. And let me tell you why. I was not born in a Christian family, but when I was in second grade in elementary school, somebody invited me to Sunday school, and I thought to myself, "School on Sunday?" Well, wait a minute. Anyway, it was my best friend, so yes, I went. And there, in Sunday school, I learned some of the lessons about Christ and the apostles and the Bible. And the Lord saved me. And then I brought my family, and they also were saved, my whole family. And I thank the Lord. The Lord did it. God did it. So I really appreciate the children's ministry. And that's one of the things that God has done in our ministry in Hermosillo. Besides our Sunday school ministry, The Lord has opened the door for a children's Bible club. We have a children's Bible club in our community. And every Saturday, from 15 to 30 kids come and listen to the lessons, and listen to the gospel. And God has raised a congregation over 100 members that come every Sunday. And he has given us four deacons. We had four elders, but two of them became too old, I don't know what to say, or disease problems with health, that now we only have two. But in the Lord has done, and he has brought five men that are able to preach. I gave them some lessons about preaching, and they also listened to Brother Jason Boyle's homiletics lessons online. And by the way, we minister in Mexico, and the Boyles are also in Mexico, but they're really, really far away from us, more than 1,000 miles. It's probably like from Atlanta to Boston, that far. We're really far, so we don't get to see them often. But he was able to give this course to our members via online. And in fact, also, it's a great thing that the Lord has done. And the last 2 years, as you know, because of the coronavirus pandemic, we were very, very limited in Mexico. For months, we couldn't meet as a congregation, but we were able to continue to preach and teach through sermonario. And in fact, some people came to our services because they were listening to the sermons via online. So that was a great blessing, and please pray for that. And I will leave you, and this is the main thing, I will leave you with three prayer requests. Three prayer requests, and every one of them starts with an R, so it will be easy to remember. I'm a faith-free Presbyterian. A first one. Please pray for revival. Please pray for revival for our congregation. That's what we really need. A biblical, real revival from God, so that we love him more and that we worship him as he should be worshipped. We have a really nice building now. We have air conditioner. We have solar panels to pay for electricity. About 3 weeks ago, a month ago, we got some nice chairs. But I tell my people, we may have a nice building. We may have air conditioners. And we don't have to pay so much for the electricity, which is so expensive in Mexico. And we have now nice chairs. But what we really need is a revival. That is what changes us and saves us and transforms us and gives us what we need from the Holy Spirit to reverence our holy God. That's the first thing. Please pray for revival for our congregation. The second thing, please pray for revival. Please pray for revival for our city. At Hermosillo, where we live, there's about 1 million people. Better, 1 million souls. We are 100 people in our congregation. But there's 1 million souls in our city. We, the teachers, the young people that are learning to preach, the Sunday school teachers, there's nothing we can do. But if God sends a revival to our city, he can save them and transform them. Yes, he can. So please pray for a revival for a congregation. And number two, please pray for revival for our city. And number three, please pray for revival. Please pray for revival for our country, for Mexico. I don't know if you follow the news. Mexico is your neighbor. We're neighbors. Well, now we have a leftist liberal government. Before, not many years ago, it was unthinkable, impossible, that the court system in Mexico will approve drug use, abortion, marriage of homosexuals. It did not enter our mind. It was impossible to think that it could happen in Mexico. Not many years ago. But now, drug use, abortions in many states of Mexico has been approved. Marriage of homosexuals in many states of Mexico, the courts have approved. Nothing by a real revival from God can save my country. I often think that God had mercy on Germany. It was a revival there, a great revival in the Reformation, in Europe, in fact. God had mercy on England, Scotland, Ireland, the United States, Korea, South Africa. God has had mercy in countries. And I pray. Help me pray that God will have mercy in my country. Because the only answer, the only way, is that God will send a revival and save his people. For his glory. Thank you.